Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today I have a miracle in my life, a dream come true. As a team member, part of my true family and truest friend, Joanna Cherry, one of the leaders in the World Ascension Movement and a great author and master in her own right, Joanna Cherry.
Hey. Hi, Iris.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
What's on your mind today? What do you want to speak of?
Well, the things that have been impacting me the most lately are just, it's like learning on a new and deeper level, and experiencing on a new and deeper level the love of Goddess God directly for me, which means directly for each one of us individually. And that it's given in a space that is private. I know there's one teacher that we both know that says he experiences God as in a bubble, just with him and God, you know, with God's full attention and full love. So it's kind of that feeling. And naturally, there's been some troubles in my life that have brought this forward. So I'm just so grateful for this wonderful new experience, and I would really like to share that today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Please do. And, you know, I had an experience just the last few days of that I hadn't meditated, you know. I hadn't meditated. I had just gotten up and sort of started the day and had all this doing this, and it was, you know, about business and computers and mail and all the things that seem, you know, necessary to everyday life, and looking at organization and efficiency, which have been real hard for me.
Yeah.
And I looked and I just put everything down and I went and meditated, and I just felt deeply right away God's presence.
Yeah.
And I went, you know, this is what's important to me. It is not all of that stuff. This
right.
is what's important to me. This
right.
is what feeds and nurtures and supports and empowers me.
Right.
And this is what my soul craves. And I think maybe all addictions are avoiding that, or not knowing where to go, or, you know, not forgetting how to contact that, connect with that.
Hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I just was thinking about what you said about addictions.
What do you think? Don't you think it's craving God?
I don't know. I think more my sense of addictions is that the pain that all of us feel, but that some people feel incredibly, the pain of separation from God and from life. But it's so painful that it just can't be faced, you know. So it's felt to me like addictions are a way of escaping that for a while.
Escaping the pain.
Yeah, that's kind of the basic. And I know there's many different theories and ideas and experiences of addiction. So I'm not saying that this is right, or certainly not that it's a blanket thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's always a sense that I've gotten about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, so you want to give people a way to get to that place. Maybe, that you're talking about, that experience of God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is
and
one way.
What else, my darling?
What?
And what else?
Oh, gosh. Well, if we have time, we can do rejuvenation stuff. Or and I want to talk a little bit about WESEC.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's do that now.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be speaking at WESEC in Mount Shasta.
Oh, there's a wonderful event happening in Mount Shasta, California, way far north in California, about 50 miles from the Oregon border. A little town on a great big huge mountain that is one of the most powerful spiritual vortexes in the world. It's over 14,000 foot mountain all by itself, one of the largest mountains in the world. It rises almost as far from its base as Mount Everest rises from its base. So it's just humongous and beautiful. And but the main thing about it is that it has, it's just a spiritual energy vortex of enormous power. And more people have been discovering this in recent years. And so WESEC, actually WESEC refers to the Buddha's birth and his enlightenment and his death and the full moon of May. But this is not actually about the Buddha. It's about enlightenment, and it's May 16th through 18th, in Mount Shasta. And it's the theme of it this year is called Discovering Our True Natures, which I think is a wonderful theme, Discovering Our True Natures. And it's really about who we are on a personal and universal consciousness in times that are changing so incredibly rapidly right now, as we all can know and feel this. So I really encourage people to come. You can find it on the website WESAC.us. And WESAC is W-E-S-A-K, WESAC.us. So look it up and come along. I'm one of the speakers, and there's some really great speakers this year. There always are. And
Who are the other speakers, Joanna?
Oh gosh, you're asking the wrong person. I get them. I hear them, and then they kind of go out of my head. So I know that Miha, who's one of the Ramtha teachers, is one of them, and a gal named Susan Weed, who is an expert on herbs and healing herbs, is another. And aside from that, I can't name the others right now. But
oh, Craig Russell.
Oh, yeah, Craig Russell, yeah.
Yes,
right?
Craig Russell's wonderful.
It's a wonderful channel from Canada.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's some great people, and just encourage you to... And it has all the speakers on the
website,
which, again, is WESAC.us, W-E-S-A-K. And so all that information can be gotten there.
Mm. And are you going to do the meditation for taking people with the Ascended Masters inside the mountain?
I may do that this year, yeah. I haven't done that for a couple of years at WESEC, so this might be the time for it again.
I think
powerful meditation.
I think one of the main purpose of WESEC to me is that people come from around the world to give cosmic service,
uh-huh,
to give to the hologram an upliftment.
Uh-huh, yes.
In consciousness and in joy.
Yes.
And companionship and just raising their spiritual activities and groups taking place all over the world at sites of great glory and power and Ascended Master accomplishment that then go out in the crystal grid work, go out in the group consciousness and raise all life. And I think that's the real purpose of WESEC, is to raise all life.
Oh, I agree with that. Absolutely agree with that. And they always hold one, well, not, I shouldn't say always, but they have held one that I've also spoken at Uluru, which is Ayers Rock in Australia, which is a very powerful vortex, and also at Mount Fuji, which is a powerful, wonderful spiritual place as well. So, and there are others, of course, around the world. So it's a great celebration.
Yes, it is. As well as the Patty Diane Coda Robles annual Congress on Illumination.
Right, right.
And that's held in Tucson this year. I believe it's Tucson.
And I think that's usually in August.
Yeah. Well, and it's on the anniversary of the Harmonic Convergence.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so I just want to give thanks for all those activities taking place so many people are participating. And I feel that when a person goes to a group like that, they're offering themselves as a surrogate for all the people that are willing, and then bringing in and anchoring the Ascended Master information.
Oh, I agree. And this wonderful thing that's happening now with Oprah doing the Eckhart Tolle's One Earth, I mean, A New Earth book, which is tonight on the website. I mean, yeah, and you go to oprah.com and sign in, and or sometimes communities will show it, you know, or you can download it later as well. So that's a beautiful offering, and I understand 2 million people are signed up for that now. It's so incredible.
Wow.
So amazing.
I just want to thank Oprah for her incredible service and how she just keeps taking it to a new level.
Yeah, and can you think of anyone as giving as she is? That's just an amazing example for us, is how much giving one human being can do.
Yep.
And she started out poor and a so-called bastard child, a child out of wedlock in the deep south.
Woo!
And she has raised herself.
And raised so many along with her as she's progressed. I just thank God for her.
Yeah.
You know what else? I think she is one of the most beautiful, radiant women on the planet. I think she is gorgeous.
She is.
I rejoice in every magazine cover that she's on.
Yeah.
Because that kindness and that valor and that courage and that willingness to succeed is written on her face and her countenance. I just love her.
Yeah, me too.
I just love her. And you know what else I think is really, really good is that she has handled her struggle with weight with such compassion. And I you know, people have dogged her with cameras trying to take ugly fat pictures of her.
Yeah.
And I have had times when I wanted to hide because my face was broken out, you know, that I just didn't want to go out. And that woman has showed up and been on TV.
Yep.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Yep.
And I think that's such an inspiration for people, don't you?
I absolutely do.
Oh.
I remember I didn't see this, but I heard that she rolled a wheelbarrow out full of lard, which represented all the fat that she had lost.
just the mental visual of it, more than I can take.
I know.
But I just love her.
Yeah.
I just love her, and I just thank God for her.
Me too.
She's a spiritual vortex all by herself.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Well, let's get back to, I want to talk to you about that experience of God, about really feeling one with God.
Well, I'll give you a little bit more actual personal background just because, you know, all of us have troubles of various kinds one time and another. And I was guided to go to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show this year and take our products, which are these beautiful pictures of masters and ascended masters, Tibetan Buddhists and Christ and Mary and Hindu and all those, and have a, they're mostly in hotel rooms, and so have our own hotel room with these products in there. And so we went, and I mean, it wasn't a disaster. People said we actually did quite well, especially for a new group. But I had taken so much stuff that I wound up in debt, you know, with a lot to pay that I didn't seem to have the money for. And I faced debt before, and but I always sort of faced it feeling alone, you know, feeling like, oh, well, we have to overcome this, and I have to worry and worry and worry, and then it would always eventually turn out. But this time, I just wasn't willing to worry anymore.
It and does get boring, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does get boring, and it's stressful, and so I've just started talking with God, and these experiences arose out of that, and I started reading Joel Goldsmith from a book that you gave me, which I've been totally enjoying. And I think I'd read some of him before, but it's been a long time. And he's so direct and wonderful, and he just says, just go right to God. Don't look at the human problems. Go.
Do not pass go. Do
that's
not
right.
$200.
Right.
Go directly to God.
Right. Just concentrate on God and God only, and everything comes forth from that, because in that presence is everything wonderful. It's not only love and peace, but it's abundance of every kind of good, including money. And it's just, it's like it takes us out of, it transcends. We transcend our problems when we do that. And we put our attention where it belongs, which is on the creative energy, the love energy, the all-powerful, all-loving, totally resourceful, infinitely resourceful and giving energy of the universe. We don't have to call it God. We can call it what is. We can call it, you know, goddess. We can call it anything we would like to, but it's the energy of the universe, the basic energy that loves and cares for every single thing. And it's also impersonal. It's also the void. It's both. And every single one of us is just infinitely attended to. We each have our own angels, bunches of angels. We have our I Am presence and our Christ presence. The I Am is like the highest level of individuality, the highest frequency of individuality that we have, the I Am presence. And the Christ presence is kind of a mediator or a halfway station between the I Am and the human. And then the human consciousness, which is just the tiniest fragment of the I Am. And yet, you know, we think that's who we are. And we've created the ego out of the fears that rose when we thought we were alone, when we felt separate from God, and we felt like we had to defend this little body and this little mind and this little life.
This point of view.
Yeah, you know, from other people, and, you know, and it's just been, and it's not to judge any of that, because we've done the very best we could, but it is time to stop giving the ego so much power and really tune to what is the only truth of life, and that is the divine creative energy that is everywhere and through everything. It's not just up there, it's right here. It imbues the entire and is the entire physical dimension, as well as all other dimensions, the lighter dimensions. So for us to really, really, really give our attention and our love to this divinity, this goddess, God energy of the universe, that's where it is. And so for the first time, I feel like I'm not alone anymore in this in this particular accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, I remember I called you several times while you were there in Tucson, and
yeah.
And it wasn't appearing that you were going to sell all the stuff that you owed money on.
Yeah.
And then and you were worrying and feeling
stressed.
Tense, and then I called you, and you said, you know, I'm just going to let God manage all of this. I put God in charge of everything about this, and I'm just going to have fun. And I just felt wings raise on the back of my shoulders when you said that. And I felt, you know, that thing that says, to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must become as a little child. And children know they're going to be taken care of. They
Hopefully.
Know their parents are going to pay the bills.
Hopefully,
you know, they know
yeah.
there's going to be food.
Not all children do, but hopefully, you know, most of them do.
And from now on, all of them do, because we say so, and that's the command. And
we
that's
call
the
this forth.
Only thing that's acceptable.
We call it forth, yes.
But anyways, you just said, I am becoming as a child, and I've done everything I could. I've followed my guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything I could, and now I'm just going to relax and pray and let God do it. And I thought, if only all of us could just live our life that way every day.
Mm.
And you've been practicing doing that since you got back.
I have, yeah. And while I was there, too, as best I could. But I've really made it a study since I've gotten back, because I'm really, really determined. I'm just not going to worry anymore.
Yee-haw! And they all said, amen and yee-haw!
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one of those revival meetings. Amen, sister. All women. That is, you know what? I think what you're talking about is the most important thing we can do.
Well, I agree. I agree. Absolutely, I agree.
And maybe it's the only thing to do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but I agree that it's the most important thing, for sure. So shall I lead this in kind of the way I've seen,
yeah.
seen to do it? Okay. Okay, so if you're driving, the listeners, if you're, you know, if you can't really go deep with this now, I encourage you to download this program, because they're archived after every program, and so you can go into your meditative space and do this real easily. But don't, you know, if you're driving or whatnot, don't endanger yourself here. Because it's always available. All right, so I'm just going to, I see all kinds of different ways that it kind of comes to me. So I'm just going to mention a lot of the different things, because I think, you know, different things work for each one of us. But basically, you want to see yourself in a real private space. Feel yourself to be really, really private. It could be a bubble. It could be a space that you create or have created that is absolutely your own and beautiful and absolutely non-violable. Just safe, peaceful, beautiful. Can be outside, can be inside, space that you create inside. Can be in your, just simply in your home or a room in your home. And so when you feel this kind of privacy and quiet, then envision to yourself, or don't envision to yourself, but feel the very best way you can God or Goddess or an aspect of Goddess God. I've actually been using Lakshmi and Mother Mary for this, because most of us did not receive the love from our mothers, and bless their hearts, they each one did the very best they could to love us and give us all they had to give.
face it, it's very difficult to be a mother.
Yes, absolutely. And so, but most of us have not, for one reason or another, felt as much mother love as we have needed to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's really worked to use Lakshmi, who is a Hindu goddess, actually, a goddess of abundance, of good fortune, of good luck, of just every kind of wonderful abundance in life.
And she's very wonderful to put in your wealth corner, too.
Yes, yes, she is.
And I want to mention that Joanna has pictures of Lakshmi that are very, very wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're beautiful.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, it's okay.
But,
it's fine.
But
so,
I think she's very important. I've asked to have her consciousness in the world.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's a great thing to ask. Yeah, so you can see Lakshmi. She's a beautiful young goddess with a red long dress on, and or Mother Mary, or any other aspect of the goddess that you know of, and many, many, many aspects of the goddess as we know, or Mary Magdalene, with a beautiful holy being in her own right. Or you could see Father God, an aspect, an Eastern master, any aspect of God that you love, any master, any being, or your own I Am presence, or Christ presence, or both, your own higher self, or some people have what they call a higher council, a council of 12, or... So anything that works for you, anything that works for you. But the main thing is that you want to feel the absolute love and attention of God, Goddess, upon yourself right now. That God, Goddess, you're not thinking of the other bazillions of people or life or things. It's right now you have the absolute full attention and love. Full attention and love. And actually it's always here with each one of us. So it's a miraculous thing. It's and it's a paradox in a way. But also not, because Goddess God is right here, everywhere present all the time. So you are now beginning to soak in this love. See yourself being given it, or just feel it. And we're going to begin to breathe deeply all the way down from our mouth down to our toes, and feel the love of God, Goddess, imbuing every single cell and atom of the entire body, heart, and mind. So let's just begin to breathe very deeply, long, slow, relaxed breaths, breathing this love in and feeling it everywhere in our being. And you can envision the energy as you like. If you like, a sort of a pink energy, or a gold, or a goldy pink, or any color that feels right to you, or no color, if that doesn't work for you. Continue to breathe deeply, 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 slowly, relaxedly, and feel the love of the divine attending completely to you, only you right now. Of course, it's happening for everyone, but you're just concerned with you. Only you right now, receiving all of this beautiful, infinitely, unconditionally loving energy and attention from God, universal energy, Goddess. And if you would like to, if you're envisioning a personage of God, You can be with that any way you wish. Sometimes I will lie in the lap of a personage and be held and rocked, or I will simply embrace, be hugged, and put my head upon the chest of this beautiful being and just feel totally secure, totally loved and blessed. So feel this love and envision it in any way that feels right for you. And an interesting thing happens often with me, usually when I do this, is that I begin to feel that I am this love, which is, of course, the truth, because we are each one with God. So I am the same love. And so I might, the energy, the picture might shift so that I'm touching like third eyes with Lakshmi or Mary or Babaji or whoever I'm calling in there, touching foreheads. And then it feels more like we are equal God beings, which is the truth. We are equals. And so we rise from feeling like a little child, receiving this wonderful love, and receiving it then brings us into the stature of the God beingness that we are. At least this is what happens for me. So feel this entire love just for you, this complete attention, this hugging, this holding, this sweetness, which is the reality or a reality of God. God has bazillions of realities, I guess, but this is certainly a true reality of the divine energy. And now, if it feels right to you, just feel this love spreading out into your life. You could think of your life. You could just momentarily locate a problem that you've been feeling. Or could be health, could be money, could be job, could be wanting to find your purpose, could be a relationship or relationships that are difficult right now. Could be anything, but so just kind of acknowledge that you've had this particular problem or difficult areas, and then feel this love of God and the image of God, if you're using one, this divine loving energy just radiate out into every single one of these areas in which there has been felt to be a problem or an unfulfilled desire or anything like that. Just feel this love and the total abundance, the total goodness, the total innocence of our being. As the divine sees us only as the truth that we are, which is a great, magnificent, divine, innocent star being who is eternal. This is the truth of each of us. And so to feel this divine love, which we also are, radiating out into every area of life and just blessing it and making it right. It is right. In God is God. And we feel this. We continue to breathe this energy in if that feels right. And we feel that every single so-called problem is now healed. It is solved. So this is the truth. There isn't really time, linear time as we think of it. This is the truth. So all of our so-called problems are healed right now. And it is this knowing, this trust, this faith, this acceptance that then brings forth the manifestation of the healing in the illusion of time, either quickly like today or a little less slowly, but a little less quickly, I mean, but the main thing is for us to know that all is well right here and right now in every area of our life. And so I would suggest, if it feels right to you, to do this every day. I've been doing it every day. And it's just such an enormous help, I can't tell you. So I hope that it is as great a help or greater help for you as it has been for me. And so be it.
And so it is. Thank you, Joanna.
Oh, God,
that's
a pleasure.
So beautiful. I just did it myself while you were...
Oh, good.
And it's just lovely. And I really do accept God handling the details and just having fun.
Yeah.
Just having fun. I don't mean not taking care of my responsibilities. I just mean having fun with it and knowing that God is in charge.
Right.
So, that's, how much time do we have? Do you have a clock right there?
Yeah, I have about 25 minutes, I think.
We have about
close to
25
that.
Minutes. Woohoo! Good.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, we can do a lot in 25
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah!
I want to, for the first...
Maybe 20, I'm not sure.
Okay, we have to help 2 minutes till.
Okay.
I want to give some of Joanna's beautiful, beautiful books away to the first 10 emailers. The book is called Living Mastery, and it has many, many wonderful processes in it.
Actually, Living Mastery is the one that has more the experiences and the understandings, and the book Self-Initiations, which is the second book, has the practices. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I have 10 copies of Living Mastery that I would love to give away to people that really would love to have it.
Thank you, Iris.
Would you like to, my email address is miracles, miracleshp, that's short for happen, @yahoo.com. It's miracleshp @yahoo.com.
Okay.
And then, you know, if you want the self-initiations, you can get it on Joanna's website. And would you give your website?
Sure. My website is ascensionmastery.com. Actually, I have an organization called AMI, Ascension Mastery International. So the website is Ascension. Ascension has an interesting spelling. It's A-S-C-E-N-S. ASCENSION, ascensionmastery.com. So, yeah, you can order books and also CD sets on there.
Oh, and they're so wonderful. I can't recommend them enough.
Oh, thank you, Iris.
And, Joanna, would you talk a little bit about, and also the master pictures?
Yeah, well, from the website I just gave, there is a link to the pictures, and there are all kinds of beautiful pictures from different spiritual and religious traditions. We have a number of Jesuses and Marys. We have Hindu gods and goddesses. We have a lot of Tibetan Buddhist pictures with those deities, and we have the Dalai Lama. Of course, we have some Sufi masters, representatives of the Native Americans, of the nature spirits. So, and we have some beautiful, what you call it, visionary art as well, and some greeting cards. So, and these are pictures, they're two sizes, the 5x7s and the 8x10s. The 5x7s are laminated, and you've probably seen them. If you go to spiritual or New Age bookstores or spiritual bookstores, they're really out now in the world in a wonderful way, which is what Spirit asked me to do. And so, but we have on the website you can see all of them, whereas in most stores carry the most popular ones, but not necessarily all of them. So. Yeah, go and take a look. And the 8x10 size is sleeved. And then some of the pictures are 4x6 laminated. We have stands that hold them up. And they're beautiful. They're the very best, most shining pictures we've been able to find. I say we because I have a wonderful small staff, but we kind of work together to choose pictures sometimes, except when I put my foot down and say, no, we're having this one. I don't care if y'all like it or not.
I yeah. love it.
Right, right.
Enough for everyone.
Yeah, and we get new pictures. We're having we're getting an Isis soon and a Hercules.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and a Flower of Life. So it continues to expand. So.
Is that the Hercules from Gnosis and the Law?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
and
God,
it's been
retouched
so that the lines, the reading lines from the book have been erased. So it's gorgeous. So that'll be done soon.
I want some of those.
Yeah.
Joanna, talk a little bit about what ascension is.
Okay, well, basically it is in this same line of our becoming, our realizing that we are divine, that we are one with Goddess God, and that everything that Jesus is, and the great Eastern Masters, and Babaji, and Yogananda, and the greatest masters you can think of, everything they are, we are, except we are our own individualized ways of being this greatness. We've forgotten it. We thought we were small. We've identified with the body. But more and more people are waking up now and remembering more of who we truly are. And so we want our minds and our emotions to all come into alignment with divinity, which is basically peace and mastery and fearlessness and abundance and love and goodness of every kind. And the thing that many folks, I think, have not understood is that the body is also divine. It is, I mean, how could it not be? There are 6 trillion transactions per second that happen for the body. So what? Do we do this with our conscious mind? We say, you chemical, go over here now. By the time we said that, 6 trillion things have happened in the body, or 12 trillion or something.
Now that's divine intelligence, isn't it?
That is exactly. That is divine intelligence and energy, and we've learned already that there really is no solidity. The body is made up of light. It's made up of atoms and particles, which are mostly space. It's like many thousands of times more space than there is solid in our own bodies. And the bodies are formed by thought, in part because they are basically divine and perfect and run by the divine. But to the extent that each of us, being a divine being, has believed that the body has to age and has to die, then that our command is law. Our belief is law. Our thought is law. The universe says yes to everything every one of us believes and knows is so. So if we know the body has got to age and die, then and the universe says, yes, absolutely, you know this, this is your truth, then so be it.
Well, there's been a lot of agreement on that.
Yep,
we have
sure
to remove ourselves from agreeing with the group consciousness.
Yes,
and that's
we
a big project.
Yes, yes, it is. And not only that, but for most of us, we've been here for many, many lives. And for all or virtually all of those lives, we have died. The body has aged and it has died, or we've died young.
It's a pretty bad habit.
Yeah, it's a bad habit for sure.
Okay, we got 2 minutes,
Oh, 2 minutes.
Joanna,
oh,
so.
It was less than I thought.
So, you know what? We'll do this again soon.
Yeah.
We'll do this again.
So let me just finish one thing. So realizing that the body is totally God, we can learn to rejuvenate it, have it become immortal, and even step through into a lighter dimension when we're done on this plane. So that's ascension as I define it. Yeah.
I really, really like that one, and it feels true to me, and I also feel that there are those of us on this planet who are to be able to come and go from both dimensions at will and disappear and reappear, like in Life and Teachings of the Far East.
Yeah, absolutely. That these are natural abilities when we recognize who we really are.
And so I think it's making a commitment to that and choosing it and then asking for going to that place you're talking about and asking for guidance to do that.
Yes.
Is it not?
I think so. For me, it is. We're all different, though.
Yeah. Well, everyone has their own guidance.
Yeah.
So we would encourage you to be in touch with that.
Yeah.
And obey it.
And go to WESAC.us and check out that wonderful event that's coming to Mount Shasta, California.
And email me at miracleshp@yahoo.com for a free copy of Joanna's book. And God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us, Joanna.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. We will do it again soon and do that meditation for rejuvenation. I think it's real important.
All right.
And thank you for listening.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
And may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Yay.